Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This day, each of us can say, it's Jesus, Peter, and me, and it's all about the company you keep. Our goal is to be in God's good company, to be friends of God, so that we find true life in God's good company through our friend, Jesus Christ. Bad company leads to sin. See it in Peter's association with the enemies of Christ. Peter followed Jesus from afar to the high priest's palace. Now, within the confines of the palace, Peter finds himself in a situation highly charged with danger. Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. Meanwhile, Jesus is being subjected to accusations, false witness, abuse, and trial. Outside the assembled, some of those who had taken part in his capture in the garden. Listen in and imagine what you might be hearing. They're discussing the events of Jesus' capture. Listen to their ridicule and mockery of Jesus. Hear them boast of how easily they had captured him. The blasphemy may already have begun here. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. And there is Peter in the midst of the enemies of Jesus. Peter who had fled. Peter who had followed from afar. It's not that he's chosen to hang with them, become part of their crowd. He's even there for the right reason, to see Jesus. But he has put himself in a dangerous situation. His presence among the enemies of Jesus eventually lead to his denial of Jesus. Peter's situation is not unique. We too find ourselves in bad company among evil associates. They're around us without our seeking them. We have these contacts where we live and work and go to school. The problem is that we naturally desire the approval of people around us, whether their influence is good or bad. We live among people who are a bad influence, and they pressure us to conform to their style of life. They tempt us to be like them, to be dishonest in our work, cheat on our spouses, or imitate them in a worldly, materialistic outlook on life. You find yourselves attracted by a crowd that tries to draw you into the abuse of alcohol, drugs, or sex. The approval of such people may give you a warm, fuzzy feeling, but it's fraught with danger. Sometimes we go asking for trouble. The books and magazines we read, the movies we see, the radio and television programs we hear and watch, the internet we explore, these things become daily companions that we choose, and often they are very bad company. Our lives are profoundly influenced by these companions of our leisure hours. We are warming ourselves at the fire of the enemy. The fire will consume us. It is the fire of hell. Friendship with the world is death. But friendship with God is life. Jesus is the friend of sinners. I have called you friends, he said. And when Judas placed the betraying kiss on his cheek, he said, friend, do what you've come to do. Jesus laid down his life for you and for me. He was obedient where you and I are disobedient. He died for our sins so that we need not die in our sins. We are forgiven. We are at peace with God. This was Jesus' whole purpose in coming to earth, to reestablish our relationship with God, which our sin had broken, to bring us back into God's company. Jesus has drawn us back into the circle of God's friendship, even more into the circle of God's family. We have a bond with God. That means we are free from the sin and the death-riddled friendship of the world. We are part of this world. But what a friend we have in Jesus. And since we live in the world and must deal with enemies of Jesus every day, we need to be a witness to God for good. Peter made the mistake of failing to identify himself as belonging to Jesus. His presence in bad company soon led him to the denial of Jesus Christ. It also can happen to us. Traveling in bad company can cause us to lose our greatest friend, Jesus, the friend of sinners. Oh, what a loss. Jesus saves us from all that. The agony of the garden, the pain and death of the cross were all for you. When you are weak, when you stumble, when you fall, there's a way back. There is confession. Oh God, I have sinned. There is absolution. God has put away your sin. Then follow by God's grace, the growing desire to live and walk in the company of God. This is the story of Jesus, Peter, and each one of us. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.